This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arnold Almonte.
And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet, the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and given the fact that I was known as the tax lady and owner of the largest law firm of its kind in the country for decades, I'd like to focus our opening segment on the law, and specifically the difference between federal crimes and state crimes as it relates to our president's pardoning powers. Because the reality is, our president has limited pardoning powers, which unfortunately is going to prove to be devastating for him and his family in just a few short months. And that's because the law doesn't favor President Trump. Instead, what's going to shock you this morning is that the law actually favors our president's powerful opponent, and that's you, Special Prosecutor Mr. Robert Mueller. Yes, even though our president has superhero-like federal pardoning powers and can get any criminal removed from a federal prison 7 days a week, the bad news is that Robert Mueller has more legal powers and maneuvers than the president, which means the chess match is almost over. Absent some much-needed help from the Black Panther, my new favorite superhero that I'm going to talk about later in the show. Because every hour of every day, our president is playing a very serious game of high-stakes Russian roulette chess with the most high-profile special prosecutor on the planet. And unfortunately, only one man can win this match. Unlike 18 years ago, when an IBM computer program named Kamado actually won the match by beating the number one Russian chess player in the world. You see, 18 years ago, computer programs won chess matches, but today, federal and state laws with legal dream teams and unlimited budgets, like Robert Mueller's, are what wins legal chess matches, which is why I'm going on the record to say our president is in serious legal trouble, and here's why. Paul Manafort, that dude is gonna take a plea deal, just like his buddy Rick Gates did, so this is the beginning of the end for our president. Now, don't get me wrong. Of course, three-star General Flynn had something to do with the beginning of the end for our president as well. But Paul Manafort, that guy knows way more juice about our president, which is why this is a legal disaster for them both. After all, Paul Manafort only has two choices. He can either plead guilty and join General Flynn, Rick Gates, and George Papadopoulos and testify against our president, or behind door number two, he can go to state prison in his home state of Virginia for a very long and miserable time. Yes, if Paul Manafort is convicted of a federal crime, which I promise you he will be, and then he gets a presidential pardon from his very loyal and dear friend, President Trump, which is likely, Paul Manafort's legal troubles are going to be far worse than they are today, which would be unbelievable to you since you pay for everything. First of all, what you need to know this morning is that President Trump's pardoning power is limited to federal crimes only. Therefore, President Trump can't help Paul Manafort if Mueller picks up the phone and asks his buddy over at the state attorney's general office in Virginia to file state criminal charges against Paul Manafort. Are you kidding me? The state attorney's general office in Virginia is going to be more than happy to file state criminal charges against anyone Mueller wants. Now remember, Article 2, Section 2, and Clause 1 of the Constitution says, the president shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. How convenient is that? Now, if you read these words carefully, what you're going to realize is that President Trump can pardon anyone he wants for whatever reason he wants if the crime committed by the criminal defendant seeking that pardon was committed against the United States on a federal level, not some state level. That's why it's important for you to understand the difference between federal and state crimes, because federal crimes typically involve federal government agencies such as the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, or the Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA, the Department of Homeland Security, the Internal Revenue Service, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, Border Patrol, Secret Service, or even possibly the Postal Service. Therefore, what you need to know is that federal crimes generally include drug trafficking, fraud, crimes related to immigration, crimes involving weapons, organized crime, white-collar crime, and of course, computer-related fraud, tax crimes, and more. Whereas state crimes, which are how the vast majority of crimes are labeled, those are committed in their respective states, and they're investigated and prosecuted by local police officers, prosecutors, state agents, or county sheriffs. Remember, state crimes include things like assault, battery, DUI, kidnapping, stalking, robbery, homicide, and sexual offenses. Now that you understand the legal distinction between federal and state crimes, I want to ask you a simple question. Do you believe President Trump can actually pardon three-star General Flynn, Rick Gates, and George Papadopoulos, since they all pled guilty to federal crimes? And the answer is, of course, yes. In fact, President Trump can pardon all of these men, just like he pardoned that controversial sheriff out in Arizona for contempt of court, because Article 2, Section 2, Clause 1 of the Constitution allows for it. Which leads me to question 2. Do you believe President Trump can pardon Paul Manafort if Manafort pleads guilty to a couple federal crimes? And the answer to this question is a big fat yes, which is going to make you, Paul Manafort, very happy, since you're facing a minimum of 25 to 50 years in a federal prison for all of the charges that Mueller filed against you. Now, what if I changed the facts just a little bit and I asked you, can President Trump pardon Manafort or his son Donald Trump Jr. or his son-in-law Jared Kushner if a state criminal agency like the State Attorney's General Office, not a federal agency, files state criminal charges against any of these men? And the unfortunate answer to this really important question is no, because the President of the United States doesn't have any pardoning power over state crimes, which is absolutely unbelievable to me and my producer, Mike, considering that our president can literally press a button and start a nuclear war, ending humanity as we know it. And yet, our president can't pardon someone who's been convicted of a state crime? How is that possible? Especially since we've always been taught in school that federal law supersedes state laws. Now, I know what you're probably thinking. Ronnie, why would a powerful special federal prosecutor like Mueller ask a separate state prosecutor to file criminal charges against someone like Manafort or Kushner or Trump Jr. in a state court if federal charges have already been filed for the exact same crimes? I mean, what's the point of filing separate state criminal charges against anyone after federal criminal charges have already been filed? Well, there's an actual legal term for this, and it's called the dual sovereignty doctrine, which applies when a criminal prosecution happens at both the federal and the state levels, which I assure you is coming. Now, for the point and logic behind it, Mueller wants and needs an absolute Kevin Durant-like slam dunk against our president. And the only way to get it is to pick up the phone and call the state attorney general's office in Virginia and ask them to file state criminal charges against Manafort, Trump Jr., and Kushner, all on your dime. After all, how else can you or anyone else explain why Vice President Mike Pence has been on TV more times in the past 2 months than he has in the first 10 months altogether? I'm just saying. All right, everybody, I've got a great show for you today because I'm talking about my favorite subject, and that's you, your health, your money, and why I believe that the Black Panther is the most amazing new superhero in our country today. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch will be back with more right after this.
This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by health and wellness expert Dr. Mark Kasha.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I've got great news for you because I'm interviewing my digital marketing genius, and her name is Natasha Gamer Jones. And I'm telling you right now, Natasha handles everything related to me, my name, my radio show, and I am proud to introduce her. Good morning, Natasha, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Ronnie, how are you?
I'm good, Natasha. I love talking to you. So here's what I want you to do. Can you first tell our audience about your background so that people listening can get all over your information?
Sure, definitely. I actually have been in digital marketing and advertising for the past 15 years. And I started out actually going to art school and getting a degree in graphic design, then moving over into web design, and, you know, kind of ages me. Now I'm in my mid-30s, but basically I've always kind of had my hand at doing design and web development. And basically over the years, I worked at a bunch of different digital marketing agencies and learned a lot from some of the best shops that are down in San Diego. So for the past 4 years, I have been running a digital marketing agency that's been focused on helping small businesses basically get results. And results, I will call that lead generation, and everything from like SEO, which is getting on page one for Google, to social media marketing, making sure all your clients are seeing you on social media and you have the right voice and messaging, to email marketing and design services such as web design or potentially any print collateral you might need for your customers.
And I'll tell you something, Natasha, you got me on the number one page of Google, so I highly endorse your services. Here's my first question for you. Can you describe what digital marketing is for that non-technical savvy person who's running a business?
I actually love visuals. So when I think of digital marketing, I actually think of an umbrella. So if you can think of someone holding an umbrella, basically digital marketing is the actual umbrella to a lot of services that different agencies or, you know, shops offer. So basically the word digital marketing really encompasses anything such as search engine optimization, or short for SEO, to web design, to social media marketing, or pay-per-click advertising via Google AdWords as an example. So digital marketing is really encompasses a lot of those services, but the thing that's important is that they're all related. Digital marketing encompasses all the different areas that you touch your customer. So, you know, you have the customer that is walking into their brick-and-mortar business. You have the customer that's potentially going online and searching for their insurance agent, or you potentially have someone on social media and there's an ad popping up because that person might want tax relief services as an example. So digital marketing really encompasses all. There's a strategy that we put together for you, and basically that kind of covers really what that is, and then I can kind of get into anything specific you might have regarding the different types of services.
And so when you talk about digital marketing, obviously one question that comes to mind is, what's the difference between SEO and paid advertising?
A long time ago, you could only buy a domain, I believe, with like 5 characters. So a long time ago, people like Pepsi.com were acquiring a bunch of domains. And now you can buy a bunch of different types of domains, you know, out there. And so there's two ways that you can get leads. And a lot of times people say, oh, if I build a website, we're going to get, you know, people are going to fill out the contact form on my website and leads are going to come in. And that's actually not true. That mindset, I call it, you know, we will build it and they will come. That is not the way that it is anymore. Maybe it was a long time ago when the search engines weren't as smart as they are now. But with Google constantly changing its algorithm because they want to stay competitive in the market, there's really two things you really need to focus your attention on if you're a local small business, which is SEO and paid advertising, if you can afford it. I like to say that SEO is potentially the poor man's game and paid advertising is the rich man's game. And I say that because SEO is, over time, as you put content on your website, the search engines crawl the web and basically index those links in their search engines. So, for example, if someone's going to type in, where is the nearest tax agent near me, Google will list, based on your geographic location, the first 10 links that show up on the page. And in order to be on that page one, have a lot of SEO-focused effort, or you can apply paid advertising. And what that means, basically, is that if you want to pay a monthly fee to Google where you want specific keywords, where you want to show up on page one, you will actually be able to do that, and we'll create digital marketing campaigns for you or paid advertising campaigns for you for Google. But in the long run, that gets very expensive. So what we like to actually recommend is really, you know, starting out your campaign with focusing on 25 keywords that are related to your business that people are going to type, that you would type if you were someone searching for the same services that you offer as a business. So if your business is looking for search engine optimization, paid advertising, or social media marketing, give me a call at 323-445-7902. I'll answer any of your questions or leave a message and I'll get right back to you.
For those of you just joining us, I've got Natasha Gamer Jones online, and she is my digital marketing expert as it relates to everything Ronnie Deutsch. Natasha, can you tell me what's trending in social media marketing as it relates for small businesses?
I spoke a little bit earlier about paid advertising and search engine optimization, but there's another opportunity actually to get leads for your business. And with social media, there's something called influencer marketing. And basically that is where the trend is going. So a lot of times people would refer to paying Google for Google AdWords or even Facebook advertising. There's something else that's going on now. Now that there are these people out there that call themselves influencers, and there are actually influencers within specific small business verticals. As an example, there is someone on Twitter that might be an insurance specialist, and he is a subject matter expert. And so potentially you might want to allocate, or you might want to align him to your business. And what happens is, so as an agency, we perform outreach and find people that are aligned within your business vertical, and they become ambassadors of your product. And what they do is they promote, tweet, give you a shout out on Instagram to talk about your business, whether they've used the services yourself or they're trying out your product. But basically what they do is it takes all of their audience and it puts all eyes on your business, and then they tell people to go and click your link. And so influencer marketing is really, really incredible these days, because what you could potentially pay for paid advertising, when you can't guarantee results sometimes just because, you know, you're competing against some big players out there, you can sometimes generate and guarantee results a lot more effectively by using these influencers. And what we can do is we can find these influencers for you, and as a team, we grow your business. So if your business is interested in social media marketing or influencer collaboration with your brand or business, give me a call at 323-445-7902.
My last question for you, Natasha, is can you explain how email marketing has changed for small business owners in the past couple of years?
As we all know, we get a lot of spam every day. And I think even myself, every morning, I'm flagging 5 or 6 emails that come in as spam. And we totally hate that. And so even though I hate getting spam, I am a person where I work in the business where we do email marketing for clients because it does work. So what I like to recommend is we create email marketing campaigns that are short, concise, to the point, with a relevant email list of either curated contacts from your business or lists and networks of contacts that we have that we know that they will receive that email, and when they click it, they will not think it's them. So there are a lot of techniques that you can use within email marketing so that you can brand your content that you send to your lists so that they understand that it comes from a trusted source, so they don't mark your email as spam.
All right, Natasha, I loved our launch interview because I speak your language and hope business owners pick up the phone and call you because you are unbelievable at lead generation. All right, everybody, I've got to take a break, but I've got great news for you because Megan Reeves is in studio and she wants to help you get a mortgage so you can live the American dream. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch. We'll be back with more right after this.
The following segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by Megan Reeves at ReevesLoans.com.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I'll tell you something about the surf. It's always up when I've got my favorite mortgage expert in the country in studio, and that's Megan Reeves. Good morning, Megan.
Hey, Ronnie.
All right, Megan, I want to start with the elephant in the room, and that's rates, because rates are up. So can you talk about that a little bit? Because I know people are thinking about it.
They are up. Yeah, we have been talking about this a little bit the last several weeks. We are at the high of the past 4 years, so we have seen them go up several times this week. They readjusted, and I don't expect that to change. I'm not expecting huge drops in 2018. I don't think anybody is. So I think we've all talked to about the fact that rates are increasing. The market can handle it. The bond market indicates that we may be going higher, and we see that. So what has been projected is happening.
And so if you and I look at interest rates, and we've noticed they've crept up, what about applications? Because Megan, I talk to you all the time, and you're killing it right now.
That's what's crazy. You're right. Applications are, people are out there buying houses. So I've got a huge number, and I'm not the only one. There's an increase of applications for purchases because people are deciding it is time to buy. It's the new year. I think a new energy. They've gotten used to what's happening. They've figured out the tax consequences. They're not willing to pay someone else's rent, someone else's investments, and throw away rent every month. And they're jumping off the cliff and making the decision to purchase a home. And we see that in the increase in apps.
And so, Megan, you and I love to talk specific. What type of apps are you seeing? And can you talk a little bit about your clients' profiles?
Well, of late, there's been a lot of VA, and I don't really know the reason for that, except that we're doing a good job of communicating what's available. A lot of times people don't understand that benefit available to them when they've served our country. They're eligible, whether they've used it before or not. So I'm able to go into the system with what's called their DD-214 and be able to tell them that. So I've got a lot of folks taking advantage of that 100% financing that they're afforded as a veteran and doing a VA application. But we have applications for refinances, combining the first and second, like we talked about the last time I was here with you, going ahead and getting one loan so they can write off the interest on all of it rather than keeping their second in place, which is usually a higher interest rate, and they can't write off the interest on that. A lot of conventional loans. People, the loan limit increased this year, as you know. We've talked about that several times. And so people are taking advantage of that and able to buy more house at a conventional loan limit. Easier to qualify, higher limit, and the rates are still affordable for them. So if you're out there and you have questions about where rates are in your particular area, if you're looking to purchase or refinance, give me a call at 888-862-3162, and let's talk about you. 888-862-3162.
Now, for those of you just joining us, you may want to pinch yourself, because I have Megan Reeves, our radio show's mortgage expert. Megan, I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, Ronnie, do I really want to get a home and go through that awful
application process, because I don't want to have someone go through my genealogy or want some of my blood or urine. What are your thoughts on that application process?
Yeah, I had someone put it on par to a prostate exam recently. So you're right on, Ronnie. For some reason, people think it's awfully invasive. I don't know you well, and you're asking me for my birth date and my Social Security number, and you want to know, you want to see my trust documents and my divorce document. I don't even want to think about that man. Don't make me pull out the whole divorce document. And people wonder, why do you need all this? What's going on? And the best way I can explain it, for those of you who also have the question, is the person on the other side of this request is going to be writing a $500,000 check to purchase your new house. And so they want to make sure, in keeping with the guidelines, they have everything documented appropriately. So if you say that you get alimony of $2,000 a month and it's going to continue for the next 12 years, obviously the divorce document that allocated that alimony confirms that in another way. It's hard to make that up. If you have a trust that's being alluded to as far as income stream, we're going to need all pages of the trust and not anything lined through. It's kind of like in the old banker days. They didn't want any crossouts. It's easy to have seen things not seen by crossing it out. So underwriters don't like that. So it's not 100,000 things you're going to have to provide, but it's the basics. You know, your personal information, your income documentation, your trust documentation, your credit documentation if you filed a bankruptcy. We may not need the entire bankruptcy filing. We may just need the summary page showing it discharged. Very few times do we need the entire bankruptcy. But nothing's asked for just to make it hard for you. So what we try to do is get a complete list on the front end and make it less of a water torture test for you. But if you have questions about your particular loan, your particular refinance, and what kind of documentation that I would be requesting, give me a call, 888-862-3162, and I can walk through it with you, whether you're doing the loan with me or not.
Megan, you and I have been speaking for a year about our goal of helping America buy homes. Can you talk about the process that your clients go through? Because let's face it, Megan, like you said, there's the application process, but what else will your clients expect? Because your clients love you.
Well, I want to go through the puzzle with them. So the questions that I ask when we get a chance to talk on the phone are about trying to narrow the field. There's thousands of different loan programs available. So I want to get as much information as I can to guide you into the right loan. So if you have no credit issues and your credit score is 850 and you have $150 million in the bank and you make $2.5 million a month, that's going to provide different avenues for us than you filed bankruptcy 5 years ago and you have $100 in the bank and you make $4,000 a month. There's all different extremes, and none of them are bad or good. They're just going to give me the opportunity to look at different avenues. So folks that I just pre-approved today cried with me over the phone on the way here, and it was so beautiful. You know, they're all nervous and they're all upset, and she said, I'm sorry, and she burst into tears, and of course, I'm crying right along with her because it wasn't because of our interest rate. I know that's what you're thinking. No, I'm joking. It was because she got pre-approved. She's going to be able to buy a home. And she and her husband filed bankruptcy years ago. And they are thrilled to see that they can qualify to buy a home again.
And that's why I'm happy you brought up that story. Can you talk about your first-time home buyer programs, as well as other programs that may help people buy homes that don't have the best of credit?
Oh, there's so many options available. We could do as little as 3% down. And then if you said, hey, Megan, 3% of $200,000, that's a lot more money than I have. Well, we have gifts available coming from someone else than your family that wants to help you. We also have down payment assistance. California is a great state to be buying a home in because they want to help you. So there's a lot of different options. And what I do is I don't want to just talk a bunch of jargon and throw out some names and have you all very impressed with me, though I do want you impressed with me.
And I'm impressed.
Well, thank you. But what I'd love to have is everybody call me over a cup of coffee. 888-862-3162. 888-862-3162. And let's talk about what you need, what you want, what your timeline is, and we can create a game plan for it. I'd love to help.
Megan Reeves, you are as badass as the Black Panther. All right, everybody, I need you to stick around because that's who I'm going to talk about next. My new love affair with none other than the Black Panther. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
The following segment is brought to you by Renee Nielsen, the real estate expert for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I'm fired up this morning because I saw the new Marvel movie, The Black Panther, with my beautiful mom, which means I ate way too much popcorn. But what it also means is that I have a new favorite superhero whose name is the Black Panther, King of Wakanda. For those of you who haven't seen The Black Panther, I highly recommend seeing it, especially if you can go with someone you love. That way you get to hold hands, which is one of my favorite things to do at the movies. Yep, I'm mushy like that. Now, I don't know about you, but I've never been to Wakanda, Africa before. Have you, Mike? However, after seeing the movie, I'm all in, and I want to go to Wakanda with my mom so we can go surfing and play some Wakanda Hold'em while hanging out with those beautiful female warriors. After all, Wakanda is absolutely glorious, and the Wakandans who live there are happy, healthy, united, beautiful, and in love with their great country and their king, the Black Panther, which is very refreshing given the fact that our country is deeply divided and so full of hatred, fear, and deeply rooted bigotry on every level. Plus, only approximately 35% of our country even approves our president or king, depending on which television network you're watching, CNN or Fox. Now, obviously, like you, I realize that Wakanda is a fictional African nation appearing in American comic books published by Marvel Comics. To which I say, so what? Can a girl and her 86-year-old mom dream a little bit? I also realize that the Black Panther is the most prominent of several fictional Native African nations in the Marvel universe, which means, hey, there could be more superheroes like the Black Panther waiting to be discovered, which is why I believe watching the Black Panther can teach you and your family some really valuable life lessons, especially as it relates to exclusion, loyalty, greed, and the love of country over the love of self. And if you really pay attention, you'll also learn that true love and kindness wins in the end, especially if you have enough badass women by your side. Yes, even though Wakanda is ruled by a powerful king, his most trusted and loyal allies are beautiful female warriors who know how to fight and stand up to bullies and corruption and grave injustice, something the Me Too movement should feel really proud of, because these women not only use their voices, they have no problem using their big swords too. Now, what shocked me about this movie is that the Black Panther is challenged by his long-lost cousin for the throne of Wakanda, which is an unbelievable scene that is really going to move you. Because the young man who challenges the king for his throne was actually abandoned in Oakland, California, when he was only approximately 10 years old, which I think we can both agree would be a disaster. And that's because the Black Panther's dad, who was obviously the previous king, you see, he killed his own brother. And you know why? Because his brother stole some vibranium, which is Wakanda's most magical minerals that makes that country so powerful. Now, killing one's own brother seems harsh, but I understand the need to protect your country as a king, especially when your brother is evil, corrupt, and greedy, like so many of our politicians in Washington. Vibranium is for Wakanda what oil is to the Middle East, lithium is for Chile, and alcohol, prescription medication, and marijuana is to most Californians. So what you need to know is that in the movie, vibranium is a very special mineral that can be used to save lives, cure disease, generate an abundant amount of energy, and develop high-powered military-style weapons and alien-like spacecrafts to make your country untouchable, which means the stuff is amazing and highly addictive. In fact, not only is the country of Wakanda untouchable, you can't even see the country or landscape no matter how hard you look, because Wakandans developed a shield with their vibranium that makes them invisible to you and me, which means Southwest Airlines is never going to be able to land there because they can't even see the runway or the country for that matter. You see, this vibranium was deposited on Earth some 10,000 years ago by a meteorite. Now, to put this powerful mineral into perspective, if California just had 1 ounce of vibranium, we could fire Governor Jerry Brown and not have to wait another 10 months for his term to finally run out. Because with vibranium, you can rule the world without politicians, which sounds really wonderful and refreshing this morning. Now, the thing that shocked me about this movie is that the Black Panther is unwilling to share his country's precious minerals with outsiders or any other nations or countries, especially us Americans. And that's because exclusion is a really big theme in the movie. Even exclusion of family, friends, and mankind in general if you're not from Wakanda. Which leads me to my first question. Do you think America is the land of inclusion or exclusion? Because we have over 800,000 dreamers and still no legislation to protect them, which seems asinine and exclusionary to me. And what about family? Because in case you're wondering, the Black Panther actually loses his fight for the throne against his abandoned cousin from Oakland. And he almost dies as a result of this fight. And as you can probably imagine, once the abandoned cousin takes over the throne, all hell breaks loose. Because this new king is an angry bully and an awful leader. Doesn't that sound familiar? Because we have plenty of them in Washington and California. But who can blame this kid for being angry? Because his dad was murdered in Oakland when he was just a little kid. So he had to grow up without a father at a time when gangs and violence ruled the streets. Not love or family like I experienced growing up on Goya Street. Which leads me to my next question. How many other kids in America, including kids living in Oakland, had to grow up without their fathers? You see, the answer to this question is unfortunate because tens of millions of young kids had to grow up without their fathers, which is one of the reasons why we have so many young men in jail at a cost of $75,000 a year to you, the superhero taxpayer. Do you believe the good guy actually won in the end of this movie? Because I'm not sure if the Black Panther was always a good guy. In fact, the answer to this question depends on your definition of a good guy. And that's because the Black Panther never wanted to share his country's magical minerals with anyone outside of his country, even though he could have saved tens of millions of outsiders from wars, disease, and a life full of heartache and misery. Well, maybe the Black Panther has always been a good guy and an even smarter guy, and here's why. You see, he didn't want to share his vibranium with outsiders like Americans or Russians or the Chinese or the North Koreans, because the Black Panther learned from our ancestors and realized that if he shared some of his magic minerals with the world, Russia, China, the Middle East, and the United States would probably declare war on them, because that's their mode of operation, which is absolutely disheartening, pathetic, and is never going to change until the end of time. All right, everybody, I'm out of time, but I want to thank you for your support and encourage you to visit our beautiful website at RonnieDeutschRadio.com to hear our previous radio shows or connect with one of our outstanding experts. The bottom line is, I want to wish you a very happy hour this weekend on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. If you want to be a featured expert on a future segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show, in order to share your unique expertise, please call my producer, Mike, at 888-919-4009 to see if you're a good fit for the show.